We are still in the middle of Simin Shin Mem Siv Dalid. We're going through the Mishnah Brura now, where he gave us several halachas in Ksiva. We already did the first one, and that is the need for it to be Miskayim. So now let's go through the other halachas. The second din in the Mishnah Brura is that if someone writes on his skin in ink, he's chayiv, even though eventually it's going to fade, because it is right, it's yuchaliskayim, it's just that the heat of the skin makes it disappear. But let's say someone scratches out something on his skin, the halach is that's only a derabbanan, because it's not derech ksiva. The Mishnah Brura at one point says, why is he bothering to tell you what's a daraisa, what's a derabbanan? So he says where it's nogea most is with amir l'nachri. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a derabbanan l'tzorach gadol or l'tzorach mitzvah, but a daraisa not. If somebody tears, he cuts out of leather, the form of a letter, that would be yasser. Whereas, what happens if someone is just roshim, means he scratches out the form of a letter, so he says that would only be an isser derabbanan. So that was the second din. The third din is the din of ksav al gabi ksav. If there's a letter there already, and you write on top of it, you're not chayiv. Now, if you had, let's say, ink that wasn't strong, you had a pencil mark, you had red ink, and you go ahead and you turn it into black, you write on top of it, you're chayiv twice. Once because you're mochik the red by writing the black, and second, writing of the black. Whereas, what if you had black, and then you went and made it a lighter color, there you considered a makalkal, and it's only also midrabanan. The fourth halachi, he says, you're only chayiv when you write two letters. If you write an enormous letter, it's still only one letter, and it's also midaraisa because of chatzi shir, but you're not chayiv. One letter next to other letters. The halachi is that you're still potter, unless this is the letter with which the sefer became kosher. So if you're talking about whether a sefer, one of the Nevi'im, or you're talking about even a book, and you write the last letter in there, you're chayiv, and the Mishnah Brura says, if it was missing a letter in the middle and you now put it in there, then you're chayiv for that alone. Further, the Mishnah Brura says, what happens if you had a sefer that was missing a letter in the middle of it, and you write that letter in there, you're also chayiv. A letter that's an abbreviation, you're still potter. A letter that's supposed to stand for a number, if it's only one letter, you're potter. There was one letter there and you divided it into two. You divided a test into two Zions. The halacha is, if you made it into two on purpose, the halacha is then you'll be chayiv. Whereas, what happens if you wanted to write one letter and accidentally wrote two letters, there the halacha is that you're potter. The next halacha is that you're chayiv for two letters even though it doesn't spell a word. Even if the two letters are the same. Now the Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam Shita is that you're only chayiv for writing two letters that are identical if they end up spelling a word. Otherwise not. Rov Rishonim learned that you're chayiv for writing two letters even though they're identical, no matter what. The Mishnah Brura learns that according to Rov Rishonim, the only time you're potter is if you wanted to write a whole word and instead you accidentally wrote two identical letters. You try to write a word and it didn't come out to be a word, you're potter. You're chayiv even without tagin, and we had a Mishnah Brura that we learned about in detail before. Mishnah Brura paskins that you're chayiv midaraisa in any language. Next comes the sixth halacha, and that is that the two letters have to be able to be read together. That means if you write one on one wall, another one on a totally different wall, and they're not anywhere near each other and will not be able to come together, you're potter. But let's say you write on two pieces of paper, even though they're on two different sides of the globe, they could come together because they're loose. So that it would have to be that it's possible to put them together, even though they're miles apart. But if they're permanently implanted in something that you're not going to carry, then the halachi is, if it's something you couldn't carry, you're potter. If something you could, then you're chayiv.